here at the 2014 National Farm Broadcasters Convention, and we are Trade Talk is underway, and I'm standing in the Animal Agriculture Alliance booth, and Paul Presley is chairman of the Alliance, and he's sitting here with me. And tell me a little about your background with the Alliance and in the ag industry.
I've spent the last 35 years mostly in the poultry industry. I worked for a major processor for most of that time. I'm currently an executive vice president with the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association, or trade association, and we provide technical services, education, and research for the industry. I also serve as the chairman of the board of directors for the Animal Ag Alliance. I have a 2-year term, so I'm excited to work with the Alliance a little closer.
Well, let's kind of talk about some of the programs that the Alliance is working on. The first one is the Farm Security mobile app and you know, communicating with a millennial generation and the social media and technology is part of that. Tell me a little bit about this project.
Well, early next year, we'll release a phone app, Farm Security. Over the last 28 years, we've been accumulating a lot of information on the animal activist organizations, how they operate, particularly at the farm level. And we've put together a lot of resources. Well, we decided to make that a little more accessible through a phone app. One of the things it'll do, it will help the farmers hire as they interview prospective employees. There'll be a series of red flags to help them identify possible activists. There'll be interview questions to understand the motivation of why this person wants to work on the farm or ranch. There'll be news clip. There'll be some basics of crisis management. A lot of information available at their fingertips. Again, today, rather than go to a website, they'll have it right in their pocket on their iPhone or Android.
Well, you know, who has time to go to a computer and look up anything anymore, let alone, you know, a library or, you know, that type of a book? So having that information at our fingertips will be a great resource for the industry. Another hot button issue that you guys are on top of is the Meatless Monday campaign and the media kit that you're providing information with. What does that media kit contain?
The kit's going to be information, again, resources that we've developed and have recently updated that can be used with local school boards, newspapers, radio, community groups to tell the truth story about Meatless Monday, the myths behind that. Meatless Monday is a well-financed initiative by some activists. Their purpose right now is to incrementally reduce the consumption of meat by saying, you know, you don't need meat on Mondays. Well, we're concerned about the nutritional value, the importance of lean protein in the diet. We've used this media kit to counter their allegations about both environmental sustainability and the nutritional value of meat. It'll contain a very good brochure that we brought in sustainability experts and nutritionists to explain what we do and why. It'll contain some white papers with more detail, but also just some simple infographics to tell the truth about animal ag.
Well, another industry event or program that you are putting the fire behind is the hashtag Farm to Pork blogger tour. Once again, staying on the trend of connecting with the younger generations and incorporating social media. What does this tour mean to the industry, and what can they find through it?
I can't tell you how excited we are about what we did in September. We took 12 bloggers, very influential bloggers who address all aspects, everything from food and recipes to religion and politics and crafts, but mostly not connected with agriculture. We took them on a tour of pork facilities in North Carolina. Two Alliance members, Prestige Farms and Smithfield Foods, opened their doors, very transparently opened their doors to allow these ladies to go through and see from start to finish the pork business. They started in a sow barn. They saw the sows that they witnessed and even participated in artificial insemination. They saw the farrowing, the finishing, and then they went to the processing plant and started at the kill floor and followed the process all the way through packaging. And now they've written blogs, many blogs, about their experience. The two things that really came out that I guess were surprising to me, first was the way they described the biosecurity. They were really impressed the efforts we go to protect the health of the animals. These ladies had to shower in and shower out before they were able to walk into a sow farm. and just that level of biosecurity that they weren't prepared for. The other thing that was really telling that doesn't surprise me, it shouldn't surprise anybody in the ag community, but surprises most of the general public, many of them used two words to describe the process. They said they were surprised by the love and respect shown for the animals by every employee. They just didn't believe that there could be that kind of love and respect for an animal that's being raised to be slaughtered for meat. But that's what we do, you know, and that's what the Animal Ag Alliance helps promote or explain, that we do care for the animals. We give them the highest level of care because we have a moral responsibility. We also have an economic responsibility to care for those animals at the highest level.
Well, what a great opportunity to put educated information into the hands of consumers who will then there and go and share our story. Another awesome tool you are using to educate the next generation of agriculturalists is the College Aggies Online program. And I know a lot about that. I have students in my classes that are competing in that. But educating and putting the tools in their tool belt to begin to tell their story and tell the agriculture story to those who don't know it is that program almost wrapping up the competition. But what are some of the things that the students that participated have been able to learn?
Well, it's actually in its sixth year.
Oh, okay.
So it's an ongoing program, and it grows every year. This year we have over 1,200 students from 38 different states participating. And so we give them tools, and we help educate them on how to communicate. And again, in today's world of social media, using on-campus events, letters to the editor or meetings with legislators to tell the truth about animal ag and the importance of animal ag, we're developing the next generation of ag communication advocates for our business, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Well, coming very soon in the calendar year is your 2015 Stakeholders Summit, which is taking place right here in Kansas City. And Journey to the Extraordinary is the theme for the year. What does that mean, and what can attendees take home from it?
Journey. As we look backwards for the last 50 years, we've made phenomenal progress in animal ag. And we know that same progress will continue in the future, and we're just excited about what the future provides. We're going to bring together 250 or 300 ag leaders to talk about the landscape of animal ag, to figure out what the issues are, to discuss what the issues are, and discuss how we go forward to meet the consumer demand for both healthy and wholesome products, but also for information. Again, so much of the issues are the inability sometimes to communicate what we do. We know we do it right. We feel good about what we do. And sometimes we expect the public to just accept that because the farm community knows they need to take care of the animals. But we have to do a better job of communicating. Again, the blogger tour is a great example of trying to be more transparent, trying to use social media as a way to convey that message.
Well, thank you, Paul. Once again, talking to a chairman of the Animal Ag Alliance Board of Directors here at 2014 Trade Talk, talking with Paul Pressey. I'm Jamie Johansson.